Environment Canada has issued a heat warning for Greater Sudbury and vicinity. Hot and humid conditions are expected today into Monday. Temperatures reaching near 30°C with humidex values near 36 are expected over the next 2 days. Overnight lows near 18°C will provide little relief from the heat. Heat warnings are issued when very high temperature or humidity conditions are expected to pose an elevated risk of heat illnesses, such as heat stroke or heat exhaustion. Public Health Sudbury and Districts issued its own statement about the heat warning. Continuous exposure to high levels of heat can lead to dehydration and illnesses such as heat stroke, heat exhaustion, heat fainting, heat edema, swelling of hands, feet and ankles, heat rash, heat cramps, muscle cramps, and even death, said PHSD. People who are most at risk include older adults, infants and young children, pregnant women, people with chronic illnesses, people who are homeless, people who use alcohol or illicit drugs, and those who work or exercise in the heat. Those who take medications or have a health condition should consult their doctor or pharmacist to determine if they are at increased risk from the heat and follow their recommendations. Although some individuals are at higher risk, anyone can suffer from heat-related illnesses, said Burgess Hawkins, a manager with Public Health Sudbury and District's Health Protection Division, in a press release. Everyone should take precautions, tips to prevent heat-related illness. While being COVID-safe, frequently visit or check in on neighbors, friends, and older family members, especially those who are chronically ill, to make sure that they are cool and hydrated. Drink plenty of cool liquids, especially water, before you feel thirsty to decrease your risk of dehydration. Thirst is not a good indicator of dehydration. Babies under 6 months of age do not need extra water in hot weather. However, you might need to feed them more often. Follow your baby's feeding cues. Encourage babies over 6 months and children to drink frequently. Offer the breast or if not breastfeeding, offer water. Reschedule or plan outdoor activities during cooler parts of the day. Remember to practice physical distancing to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Wear loose-fitting, light-colored clothing made of breathable fabric. Never leave people or pets in your care inside a parked vehicle or in direct sunlight, even if the windows are down. Take a break from the heat by spending a few hours in a cool place. Take a cool bath or shower periodically, or cool down with cool, wet towels. Prepare meals that do not need to be cooked in your oven. Block sun out by closing awnings, curtains, or blinds during the day. Avoid sun exposure. Shade yourself by wearing a wide-brimmed, breathable hat, or using an umbrella. Know the signs and symptoms of heat-related illness. They include dizziness or fainting, nausea or vomiting, headache, rapid breathing and heartbeat, extreme thirst, and decreased urination with unusually dark yellow urine. If you or someone in your care experiences these symptoms, contact a healthcare professional, friend, or family member for help. In emergencies, call 911. If you believe that your symptoms could be related to COVID-19, complete the Ministry of Health self-assessment and follow the instructions provided. Public Health Sudbury and Districts offers information on beating the heat in apartment buildings, keeping your pets safe, doing outdoor activities in heat and smog, and keeping your children safe during hot weather. Phone Public Health Sudbury and Districts at 705-522-9200, ext. 464. Toll-free 1-866-522-9200, or visit phsd.ca for more information.